Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Steve Mueller. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 through 13. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given, through the Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another, the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another, various kind of tongues, and to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of the one Spirit. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Christians sometimes wonder if they really do. They may read Bible passages like this one, focus on a particular gift that they do not have, and wonder if they really have the Spirit. Doubt may creep in if we encounter claims that all Christians should have certain gifts, such as speaking in tongues or performing miracles. What if I don't have those gifts? What does that mean? Such claims, however, do not agree with what God says in this passage and elsewhere in his word. God does, in fact, gift his children, but those gifts are different. It is God's plan that we are not all alike in giftedness. We need each other. Our gifts serve our neighbors, and we need our fellow believers and the gifts God has given them as we carry out the mission God places before us. As our reading proclaims, the church is the body of Christ. Our bodies are made of different parts, organs, and systems. No single member of the body can survive or function properly on its own. We need all the parts of our body. This is God's plan for his church. But there is one gift that all Christians have in common. In fact, no other spiritual gift can exist without it. It is the gift of faith. Verse 3 says, "No one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit." Faith in our crucified and risen Savior is the foundational gift of the Holy Spirit. That is the gift that we share together. So do you have the Holy Spirit? If you believe in the Lord Jesus, you do. The Holy Spirit has given you faith in Christ, and God has gifted you and placed you right where he wants you to be, in his body, the church. Amen. Almighty God, in your mercy, you gave Samuel courage to call Israel to repentance and to renew their dedication to the Lord. Call us to repentance as Nathan called David to repentance, so that by the blood of Jesus, the Son of David, we may receive the forgiveness of all our sins through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.